Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time. Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Hello, everybody. It's that time of the week again, so the calendar says. You're listening to yet another outstanding episode of the Hank and Chain Show right here on FlapDaddy.com. Wednesday night home for great music. I'm your host, Jared Morningstar, and I hope everyone is recovering from a great 4th of July holiday weekend. Over the next 2 hours, I have lined one more round of musical fireworks ready for you, including this week's artist feature on Alice in Chains. You won't want to miss that. Before we get right into our starting lineup this week, including songs from Black Label Society, the Foxborough Hot Tubs, Buddy Holly, and The Who, our first news item of the week is a good one. Hellbilly fans all over the country have been waiting, and finally, a date has been announced. The new album from Hank Williams III, Damn Right and Rebel Proud, will be released on October 21st. Looking forward to hearing it. And in the spirit of this news, let's start off here on the Hank and Chain Show as Hank Three would. Going straight to hell.
Shoot it right down, and I'll jump up on the bar and all the water boys. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. And you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. And you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
Caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on.
Stealing from below, splendid Michelangelo, fill my heart with delight last Saturday night. I arrived believing from home, find every step inside St. Peter's Dome, claustrophobic and ex-Catholic last Saturday night. Nobody really noticed. Puff of white smoke knocked me out. Truth is hiding, lurking, banking. Things I do at night. It's quite suspicious, to say the least. Even mentioned it to my local priest. One of all the three Hail Marys. Each Saturday night. Count 'em on, chingers. Play it, card, baby. I wish somebody would tell me that it's only a show. And I'll confess, oh, not. Let's face it, in my concrete tuxedo, it's quite suspicious, to say the least. While mentioning it to my priest, one of all the three Hail Marys, each Saturday night. For the three Hail Marys, it's Saturday night. We'll be right back.
I dreamed of you in my arms so tight last night. With a lonesome chill, I woke without you nearby. That red bird shook his wings, spread wide. If I had wings, I would fly so high, so high. She's a wrecking ball coming through my wall so tall. Like a house of straw, these beautiful dreams will fall. If I could change your troublesome mind, make that pretty girl.
You've been listening to great music right here on the Hank and Chain Show, and we're glad to have you here every Wednesday night. Hope you've enjoyed that round of blues from George Harrison, the North Mississippi All-Stars, and King Wilkie. You know, this could have been the most exciting week for national news ever, but I'll be honest, I wouldn't know. I just didn't feel like being informed this week with all the holiday craziness. Besides, most of the time when I turned on a TV this week, all they were talking about was Christie Brinkley's divorce, and quite frankly, I don't have time for that crap. I'll never understand this country's fascination with celebrities' marriage issues. People ought to worry about solving their own relationship problems. Heaven knows people seem to have enough of them. I did, however, see a couple of sports stories that I thought were interesting. Brett Favre apparently is having thoughts about coming back to football, and to that, I say great. Not only do I want to see number 4 on the field again, but I'd just love to see Aaron Rodgers suffer another year. I know it sounds cruel, but what can I say? And finally, Michael Vick is about to file bankruptcy. For those of you who forgot, and I don't know how you could have, Vic was sent to prison last year for his involvement in dogfighting, and apparently he owes $50 million to his creditors. Nice to see justice served for once. And I'm not even talking about the animal cruelty here. That's bad enough. I'm talking about flat-out embezzlement. Let's face it, Vic has been stealing from the Falcons for years with his less-than-mediocre passing ability. A freak athlete? You bet. Great quarterback in his dreams. As we grow closer to our artist feature on Alice in Chains, we're going to hear a trio of songs dealing with the topic Alice in Chains constantly seem to be dealing with in their music: relationship problems. Listen as Justin Towns Earl is desperate to save a failing relationship, Robbie Faulks ends a lusty, violent relationship as soon as it begins, and Warren Zevon tries to deny the need for relationships, even though his use of double negatives gives him away. Troubles of the Heart, right here on the Hank and Chain Show.
We're better off this way. No, I just can't go on knowing you don't feel the same. Yeah, but baby, right now I just can't see this through. You can't leave, 'cause I felt for me. Yes, so I've tried to forget, but it ain't no use. So you can leave, 'cause I ain't letting go of you.
Caroline, I've been all my days led a Christian life, and only God can tell how it could have come to end in this Statesville cell. I remember that night, how the storm did blow in the blinding rain. She'd strayed from the road, but with my high beam light, caught hold of her eyes. I could see the fires of hell and our bodies inside. So let me walk back.
Let me walk that home. Let Jackson in Disneyland. Don't have to share it with nobody else. Lock the gates, Goofy, take my hand and lead me through the world of self. Splendid isolation, I don't need no one. Splendid isolation. Don't wanna wake up with no one beside me. Don't wanna take up with nobody new. Don't want nobody coming by without calling first. Don't want nothing to do with you.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chains Show, and it's now time for our artist feature on Alice in Chains, a band I grew up with, and a band that sounds just as relevant as they did in their heyday over a decade ago. And to help us with our feature is someone else who grew up with their music, my psychology expert of a brother, Eric Morningstar. Welcome to the show, bro.
Thanks, bro. I'm glad to be back.
Alice in Chains hit the airwaves during a rare renaissance period in mainstream music. The grunge movement started to hit its strides in the early 90s, and honestly, it couldn't have come at a more appropriate time.
Yeah, the world was sort of primed for the grunge movement. You had the 1970s, when people were just starting to receive a much larger, less naive worldview. And what did the mainstream culture make of this newfound frustration and anger at the loss of the United States' innocence and the start of the information age? It did practically nothing. It gave us the 1980s, a total consumer culture that really failed to acknowledge anything we had learned about ourselves.
Exactly. And this culture was not representative at all of how life was for the majority of Americans. It was a false mask, and a storm of frustration was building that finally exploded in the early 90s. And of all the bands that voiced that frustration, none of them were as adamant about expressing that frustration than Alice in Chains.
When Alice in Chains allowed themselves to soak in the postmodern philosophies, the deconstruction of the world, externally and internally, nothing remained sacred for them, and it was a source of torment for them in many ways. They explored these very cynical emotions and their effect on different types of relationships, and nearly all of their music expresses anger and frustration in humanity's attempt to connect, in love relationships, with ourselves and with God. And first, we're going to take a look at these frustrations with the higher power, starting with songs such as Get Born Again, followed by A Little Bitter.
Yeah.
Alright, we're back. Hope you've been enjoying our artistic exploration of Alice Chains, a band that was truly excellent in several ways.
I agree. Now, they're not the most cheery band in the world, but I think that's perfectly alright when you look at the time that they were making music. Their completely cynical and skeptical view of pretty much all the things humans naturally want and desire make for a compelling listen.
And it's not just the lyrics. Musically, they're extremely solid. Jerry Cantrell plays an excellent guitar which fuels the sound, and his vocal harmonies with lead singer Layne Staley were some of the best in the history of rock and roll. And they didn't just do it loud. Unlike many grunge bands, they also delivered several wonderful acoustic numbers as well.
Oh, I love Staley's voice. It was as powerful as it was tragic, like a ghostly howl in a dream. And it shows up wonderfully in the songs that we're going to play for you about the relationships with the self. First up will be Angry Chair, followed by the acoustic version of their song Nutshell, taken from the band's MTV Unplugged concert in 1996.
Angry chair, angry one.
This really brings me back. Makes me want to break out my flannel shirt and Chuck Taylor's again. We hope you've been enjoying this tortured yet honest trip into the music of Alice in Chains. Depressingly honest.
Yes, it's clear we're listening to musicians expressing the doleful side of becoming enlightened in the 1990s. It's not at all dishonest or fake like you said. It's just extremely depressing and short-sighted. It's also sad to know that only half of the great vocal team survived the experience. Alice in Chains continues to tour and will soon record, but the band will never be the same without Layne Staley.
Yeah, but the new lead vocalist, William Duvall, isn't bad. And look on the bright side, Jerry Cantrell is still writing the songs, so their new work should still be better than 99% of anything mainstream rock has to offer.
Well, that's not hard. What, do they have to beat My Chemical Romance? Anyways, moving on. Now we're going to listen to the truly dominant topic in Alice in Chains' repertoire, relationships with others, especially those which seem to be dealing with romantic relationships. The songs are really psychologically beautiful as they express different but simultaneously true emotions experienced by those afraid and cynical about embracing the most natural of human experiences, love. First up, you're going to hear a pair of songs, Damn That River and Rain When I Die. Both of these songs deal with how the disillusioned side of a relationship sort of shifts the blame for a failed romance, almost as a self-fulfilling prophecy. The next two songs, however, expand on complete cynicism of romantic relationships. Both Got Me Wrong and Down in a Hole, especially Down in a Hole, allow listeners to see the natural human yearnings for love and trust, no matter how impossible they seemed in the minds of those suffering from such severe feelings of disconnect.
I broke you in the canyon. can't let go. Good brain.
And we're back. We hope you've enjoyed this week's look at the work of Alice in Chains. Thanks, bro, for helping me out for these past 3 weeks. It certainly has been a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pleasure for me all the same.
Eric will not be able to be with us every week from here on out, but he'll show up when he can. He's moving in with his fiance, so I guess he's got an okay excuse for missing out. Next week, we'll have our first album feature. We're going to take a listen to an album that I've really been enjoying over the past couple weeks, the new album from Mudhoney called The Lucky Ones. It's a great rock and roll record from a band that after all these years of no mainstream success is still making excellent music. Now, as we begin our fourth quarter, we're going to listen to a song from the double disc version of Jerry Cantrell's second solo album, Degradation Trip. It tells the story of a rock star destined for greatness, but also an early demise. While the song sounds like it could have been a eulogy for Layne Staley, who passed away just before the record was released, Cantrell claimed that he wrote the song prior to Staley's death. Listen to this eerie prophecy that is 3132, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Alcoholic breath, it drew repetitive belief. Oh, the devil in me.
Oh, the devil in me.
I don't have no secrets.
Oh, the devil in me.
Oh, the devil in me.
Oh, the devil in me.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Oh,
oh, the devil in me. Don't need no reason. But I know the devil in me's gonna do me in.
Yeah.
Well, early in the morning or late in the evening. Well, there ain't no telling when I come undone. I feel a tap on my left shoulder. Where they say they're gonna take me from here to kingdom come. And now the devil in me.
Oh, the devil in me.
I don't have no secrets.
Oh, the devil in me.
I know the devil in me.
Oh, the devil in me.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Oh,
the devil in me. Don't need no reason. But I know the devil in me's gonna do me in. Now I don't know where it got started, but I got a feeling I know where it will end. Oh, the devil and me,
oh, the devil and me.
We're looking for trouble, but I know the devil and me's gonna do me in.
Gonna do me in.
now you can't know good unless you know evil. You can't tell the truth unless you've heard a lie. I can't sit still unless I'm moving. Well, the Sentinel, someone will catch me by and by. Another devil in me. I don't have no secret. No, the devil in me. Yeah, we're best friends. Oh, the devil and me. We don't get lonely. But I know the devil in me's gonna do me in. And I don't know where it got started. But I got a feeling I know where it will end. Oh, the devil and me. We're looking for trouble. But I know the devil in me.
On the lonely side of town.
About halfway through the fourth quarter of the Hank and Chain show this week. Thankfully, it's been a well-played fourth quarter thus far, with songs from BR549, the Lainey Strickland Band, and Scott Weiland. If you enjoyed our artist feature on Alice in Chains this week, be sure to tune in to my good friend Howard Fox's Bootleg Asylum radio show right here on FlapDaddy.com, Friday night at midnight Eastern Time. He's going to be spinning an outstanding 1992 Alice in Chains bootleg this Friday, so you won't want to miss it. In fact, if you did, you'd kind of be a loser. And you don't want to be a loser, do you? Before we get back to the music, here's a message from the man himself.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm going to interrupt the music here for a quick minute. I have one more name here at FlapDaddy.com. Most people know me as Howard, or H for short. I'm host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time right here at FlapDaddy.com. Also podcasted at Section86.com on Tuesdays. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I throw in some comedy when I can. My show also features a 30 to 40 minute bootleg artist set of music, as well as an album, MySpace, and sometimes a retro band review with Jared Morningstar. Jared and I have been doing these reviews for close to a year now, and I want to take this quick minute here to welcome Jared's own show into the mix here at FlapDaddy.com. This show is called The Hank and Chain Show, and it's a welcome addition to both websites, and we all wish him the very best. So check out Jared on my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show reviewing albums with me every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time right here at FlapDaddy.com, or check out my podcast twice a month at Section86.com. My Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is now available on iTunes as well, so if you can't catch the live Friday night show here at FlapDaddy.com, you can have them automatically downloaded to your computer or to your MP3 device from either Section86.com or from iTunes. And thanks for supporting these kinds of internet radio shows. It's all about the music. But right now, let's get back to the Hank and Chain Show right here at FlapDaddy.com.
tried for a long, long time, but couldn't get you off my mind. So I decided to take a little ride, stop by, say hi. I didn't come here to write a book or paint a picture or promise the stars up in the sky. I come here to tell you, I want to tell you, I'm gonna love you till the day I die. I remember when skip a beat, and all through the years you kept me right on my feet. No, I can't climb a mountain and I can't fly. No Superman am I. I just want to tell, I wanna tell you, I'm gonna love you till the day I die. Loving you, ain't no mistake, babe. It's the way it's supposed to be. Cause you stood there through all my ups and downs like an angel watching over. No, I can't swim and I can't fly. To get to you, I'll try. Just to tell you, I wanna tell you, I'm gonna love you till the day I die.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show. The clock is about ready to run out on us this week, but we've had a successful fourth quarter thanks to contributions from Black Sabbath, Steppenwolf, and Fats Domino. Just to remind everybody, next week is Hank and Chain's week over on our new podcast home, section86.com. Our first four episodes, including this one, will all be made available on the site for download. Episode 1 will be made available on Monday, Episode 2 on Tuesday, and so on until Thursday. So head on over there on Monday to support the show and download our episodes. I mean, come on. I know you've been dying to hear them again anyway, and if you miss them, shame on you. Of course, we hope you will all be back next Wednesday night and every Wednesday night right here on FlapDaddy.com from 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Next week will be our first album feature, so you won't want to miss our look at Mudhoney's new album, The Lucky Ones. My brother's weekly insight will be missed on the show, but he'll be back when he can. In the meantime, I guess we're going to have a new co-host next week, although I really don't know that much about him. He's kind of mysterious, I guess. Remember to email us at thehankandchainsshow@gmail.com and to look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thehankandchainsshow. And while you're there, make sure to check out the other internet radio station and podcasts that are friends of our show and keep internet radio thriving. We're going to close out tonight with a song from Columbia Records' newest recording artist, the Avett Brothers. The band has been a favorite of mine for a while now. Great musicians, songwriters, and they put on an excellent live show. And now they get to record their next album with the help of Rick Rubin. Yes, I just said Rick Rubin. Congrats to the Avett Brothers for getting the respect they deserve as we close out tonight with their Salvation Song. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar signing off. Good night.
We came for salvation. We came truth, then we will go. We came for salvation. We came for family. We came for all that's good. That's how we'll walk away. We came to break the bad. We came to cheer the sad. We came to leave behind the world a better way.
Hello, this is Mr. X speaking, and I will be right here next Wednesday night as the new co-host of the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. Morningstar will never know what hit him. Ha ha ha!